Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive off the glove of Hale, and into shallow left field. Peete reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peete scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trosky. Bonura moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 1 in the game. Vozmik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Vozmik goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Simmons now playing left field. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Vosmick. Campbell moves to third. Trosky moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Campbell scores. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off Berger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lee Dykes moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Lee reaches second base with a double. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to second. Carl Fisher now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Knickerbocker moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pete hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to third. Haas moves to second. Luke Sewell pinch hits for George Washington. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Pete scores. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Jocko Conlon pinch runs for Luke Sewell. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Bonura scores. Conlon moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Conlon moves to third. Appling moves to second. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shea is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Conlon scores. Appling moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jocko Conlon now playing right field. Ray Phelps now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to third. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Weingartner moves to third. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Galatzer moves to second. John Whitehead now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weingartner scores. Galatzer scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Simmons moves to second. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Peet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Conlon moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins pinch runs for Merv Shea. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.